Shut up and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Vicious Rants. And of course, I am your host, Carl Miniker, never duplicate Hayden, since I'm Mr. Main Event himself, Tim Vicious. And gonna go over Raw as who was in Lexington, Kentucky. But before we do, man, first and foremost, thank the gods there was no super big life-altering news over the course of the past week, WWE-wise, that, you know, rocked everyone to the core, because honestly, between the Vince stuff and then everything from the week prior to... good God. We'll say this. The news did break earlier in the week, last week. It was after last week's show got out, put on air. Scott D'Amore was released from TNA with wrestling. Not even released. Their statement said clear as day, Scott D'Amore was fired. Which, the wording is what gets me more than anything. Not, we've come to terms, or he's been let go, or released, or relieved of his duties. No, just says, fired. Like, you know, if you were working as a bag boy in a supermarket, the manager pulls you into his office, you're fired. Just straight up. And it sucks because Scott did a lot for TNA, and I'm not just talking recently with the new rebuilding that they're doing. I'm talking in general. And it just, wherever he goes, man, I hope he's happy. I hope whatever he does next, whether it's sit at home, have just chill, and or go and work creative somewhere else, or even if he goes WWE or AEW or wherever. You know, honestly, I could see him not in the WWE creative up in Connecticut, but more so down in Florida, working creative there with Shawn Michaels. I can see him doing that. Because the way that he handles creative, and given on how they're small, they're building up, it's almost kind of like a farm league team. And in the sense, I could see that. I could see him help building it up. That's just me, though. So, that aside, other big news that did occur was over this Thursday, they did the WrestleMania press conference. And, well, to give a little backstory, after last week's SmackDown with Rock and Roman having that stare down, and, you know, Cody giving that handshake and bro hug to Rock, and then just kind of having this almost boo-boo face look on him, and then walking off, and apparently WWE having the most disliked video on WWE's YouTube, which throws me through a loop how people can figure that out, because last I checked, unless you're putting the videos up, they don't show you. They don't make it public anymore if somebody dislikes a video. Because too many professional YouTubers, not small-time guys like me, but big-time, big-name content creators, were getting all sorts of boo-boo face and feeling butthurt because certain videos they were making were getting major dislikes. And all. But that aside, you know, it was over the span of an entire weekend, hashtag We Want Cody was a major, major trend going across the interwebs and all that jazz, and it got to the point where, man, it was toxic. And I'm not just talking like regular wrestling Twitter kind of toxic, no. I'm talking like it was like Chernobyl nuclear hot toxic. Like, I was intentionally trying to avoid going and looking at my Twitter. And listen, if you're making me want to avoid being on a platform that I use to help push and promote my content, dude, what are you doing? Not only do I do that for that and just try to have fun on there, but man, it was just so volatile and toxic. You had people, we want Cody, we want Cody, we're gonna riot, we want Rock, Rock and Roman, is, we've been wanting this, and blah, 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 and then just, there are times when the internet is a blessing and a curse when it comes to fandoms. And this was one of those rare moments when it was a very, very unhealthy mix of both. That's all that is, plain and simple. And then it was Thursday of this Thursday that just passed, Thursday of last week. They did the press conference. Roman came out and said, who I choose for my WrestleMania opponent, which will be the main event. It's Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Then The Rock proceeded to come out. Rock talked about on how Rock versus Roman be the greatest, the biggest WrestleMania match in history. And then he proceeded to put up on a big Titantron that showing the Samoan dynasty, the Samoan, and I say dynasty because, and it is a literal dynasty because, you know, yes, it was a big Titantron that they had for it, but dude, even if it was on like a normal 24-inch TV, that is still a big tree and a big, big family. And that family grows. You know? Yeah. And Rock and Roman, they looked like they were like, all right, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then Cody comes out like, whoa. This is bullshit. And that's pretty much just straight it, plain and simple. You know, normally I'm on here and I say I'm paraphrasing, but no, there's no paraphrasing there. Just point blank, this is bullshit. Cody then proceeds to go off on Roman saying, if your grandfather and your great-grandfather saw on how you were handling yourself now and doing this, he would be ashamed of himself. And Rock, who earlier in that week was on the Pat McAfee show calling out Cody, calling him Cody Crybaby, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 helping build on all of that, on that nuclear heat. And then stepped in, like, whoa, you're insulting his blood. When you insult his blood, you're insulting my blood. And then, wham, proceeded to slap the taste out of Cody's mouth. Like, all right, we're going to play like that. Okay. My opponent, who I choose to face at WrestleMania, to be the main event of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, I choose you. And I'm calling it now. Save this video because not only did I want Cody to pick Roman, I want Cody to win WrestleMania. Not because of the whole finish the story aspect that he's pushing. No. And it's not because I want Roman's title and reign to end. No. It's because I want to see the new story for Cody to start. It's not a matter of finishing the story. It's a matter of building towards the next story. That's what I want to see. I want to see a build towards the next new story. That's what it is. So, now that we're all done that, now that we're done talking about that Thursday, we're going to switch gears and talk about last week's Friday SmackDown via the SmackDown Rewind. And the big highlights from SmackDown, it started out with the God King Triple H himself. I get that they're now announcing him by his legit birth name, Paul Levesque. It's just, listen, I've been a fan of Hunter's since DX. I cannot, for the life of me, in good conscience, refer to him anything other than Triple H or Hunter Hearst Helmsley or Hunter or something along those lines. I just can't. I'm sorry. But either way, Triple H was in the ring along with Raw General Manager Adam Pearce and SmackDown General Manager Nick Aldis, addressing the press conference from the day prior, saying it is official, the main event for WrestleMania will be Cody Rhodes going against Roman Reigns. And then he proceeded to throw out some jabs at The Rock, because after the press conference, you saw a backstage shot where Triple H was being asked about what happened there and the tensions and all that, and he said, tensions were high, yeah, there's a lot going on. And then you saw Rock interrupt him and say, you need to fix this fucking shit. You need to fix this shit, or I will. Again, not even paraphrasing. He said that legit, and I'm just thinking, Rock is cursing like that in WWE. Yeah, you could definitely tell he's on the board, because if anyone else would have tried that, now, boom, they would have got Das Booten. But he proceeds to go and throw out a few couple knocks at The Rock, saying, despite what some people may not know their role, they will, however, have to shut their mouth and understand that we here at WWE are an entertainment company, and we work and strive to provide entertainment for the millions and millions of those that tune in around the world. And so, yeah. Then they, after Hunter was done throwing out those shots, and just going to address this now, I do not think for the life of me, despite what some internet rumors think, and take rumors with a grain of salt, despite the rumors, no, I do not think there is ever going to be a Triple H versus Rock match coming up anytime in the foreseeable future, or ever again. Hunter had to get surgery. He had to get a pacemaker put in. You know, just, geez. Can you stop to think for a minute? Just, no. No, it's not happening. No, get it out of your head. He said, point blank, he's retired. He's done. So, yeah. Moving forward, they then addressed that they're, over the next few, that coming up, over the next few episodes of Raw and SmackDown, we will be seeing qualifying matches for the Elimination Chamber. And the winner of the Men's Elimination Chamber will then get to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship. With the first match starting up immediately, it is Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles. And interesting little Tim fact. For one night and one night only, Drew McIntyre was a member of the Bullet Club. So we had two members of the Bullet Club facing off against each other in the WWE ring. Have fun with that knowledge, however you wish. McIntyre versus AJ was a good match. I dug it. I thought it was great. Especially with this new nasty chip on his shoulder heel persona Drew McIntyre has. And this heel character AJ's got. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. And that's about as close as I'm going to get to any more music references for the night, folks. I'm going to stop. I'll stop right there. It was a good match. McIntyre got the win. Then we had a Women's Elimination Chamber qualifier match. We had Mia Yim, going against Bianca Belair. It was a good match. I dug it. Bianca got the win. And honestly, I'm hoping we see something with Mi Chin down the road where she's used in a, I don't want to say like she needs to be put in a title contention spot, but not in, and she's not in a jobber spot. But I personally would like to see her in a spot where she's elevated up a peg or two higher on the totem pole, so to say. We also had a segment where Bayley came out to address her upcoming WrestleMania match against Io. Then Dakota Kai came out and said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 Bayley, what the hell, dude? I wasn't here last week. I had to go see the doc for my knee. I'm a heartbeat away from getting medically cleared. I'm not here for one night and this is what happens? Dude, what the hell?" And then Bayley, she's, no. You're palling around with them. I seen you. You're doing all that. No. You're with them. I get it. I see on how it goes. It was all y'all against me. I see it. I ain't mad. I just saying. I see on how it was. And then we saw then Io, Kairi, and Asuka. Asuka came out. And then they proceeded to go and do a beatdown. Dakota rolled and tucked tail and got out the ring. They proceeded to do a 3-on-1 beatdown on Bayley. Then Dakota Kai came back in with a chair swinging, clearing house, showing that Dakota Kai is, in fact, standing with Bayley. So Kai and Bayley are as a united front against Io, Kairi, and Asuka. Cool. We also had the undisputed tag team champion eliminator match. The winners of the two matches that I talked about the past weeks now went against each other. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne going against DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa. And really great NXT throwback matches right here. I loved it. Best way I could put it. Honestly, though, much as I wanted DIY to win, I was not disappointed at the fact that Tyler and Pete Dunne won, because either way, I knew we were going to get a great match in Australia with Priest and Balor. So, awesome. Awesome. And then we had the main event was the Elimination Chamber qualifier. It was It was Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn, and this was a good match. Randy got the win. If I had to nitpick and say one thing I didn't like about this, it was seeing Randy going and doing those shots, just those, like, doing that superplex, wincing, grabbing his back at the end, like, looking like he was in massive pain. Listen, I got back issues myself, so I get it, man. You know, but I'm just thinking, dude, there's sometimes you don't have to do the superplex in every match anymore. You know, save that for like big highlight moments. Excuse me. So, yeah. Now, with that said, let's get into this week's show, Raw Lexington. And it starts out not with any opening segments, Nene. It was a match with trios matches. The New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods with Jey Uso, going against Imperium, Giovanni Vinci, Ludwig Kaiser, and Gunther. And really nice, solid start. Jey, he was the punching bag at first. And then Kofi, he was the punching bag post-commercial break. And when Jey got the hot tag in, man, everyone was on it. Every shot he was doing. Throw out a punch, yee. Throw out a kick, yee. Do a slam, yee. The people are behind Jey, and it's great to see. It is. And this can all be traced back to when he was doing the Bloodline stuff, and he was so anti-Sami Zayn that the people actually liked him for it. You don't believe me? Get on Peacock, take a look, and you could just see the natural build going from it. And then going from the anti to being for Sami Zayn, and then being having his back and everything just helped made it more. So, yeah. Match came to an end when Jay wound up doing a big splash onto Giovanni. Got the 1-2-3. They also announced next week they're going to have Jey Uso challenging Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. So, cool. Next up, we got Elimination Chamber qualifier match. The almighty Bobby Lashley, which, man, that is one dude I would not want to fuck with. Bobby Lashley going against Big Bronson Reed. So, and this was power versus power right here. Insert Big E quote. You had two big meaty men with big meaty chests slapping meat all across that ring. Really great. It was a power versus power kind of match. I loved it. And I like these kind of matches where you got two power guys that can actually go, and it's not just like two, you know, action figures you're slamming against each other, but two guys that can actually move and work, actually working, and it looked great. I absolutely loved it. I thought this was a great match. I loved on how it went. It came to an end. Bobby was down. Bronson Reed was climbing up to go do the tsunami. Lashley got up, threw him off the top, off the ropes, and then sized him up, and then hit him with that spear. 1-2-3. That was it. Next up, we had Liv Morgan. So Bobby Lashley's going to the chamber, and then we had another Elimination Chamber qualifier match. We had Liv Morgan going against Zoe Stark. Really nice little bit of a tussling, trying to get a feel out for each other kind of start. Zoe wound up leading, wound up starting to pick up the pace and was leading into the break. Liv, she was leading post-break, and this is a good match. It was a good match. It came to an end when Zoe, she went off the top to go for like a some kind of corkscrew. She missed. Liv then capitalized and then hit her with the Oblivion. 1-2-3. So Liv Morgan's going into the Elimination Chamber. I'm going to say it now. Honestly, I do not see Liv Morgan winning the Elimination Chamber. I see her standing out in it, but I don't see her winning it. Next up, we had JD McDonagh versus R-Truth, and this came to be because they showed a backstage segment from earlier in the day where Truth tried to confront the Judgment Day, and then Priest, he was like, listen, dude, you're funny, and I like you, but this ends. You're not with us. You're not in Judgment Day. So, it wasn't some kind of initiation. It wasn't some kind of way to bring you in or take you out. No. No, this is going to be just a straight up merc. You get in a match tonight with one of us, and it's going to be a straight up merc. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. And he's just like, wait, what? And you see Truth literally backstage at Gorilla. Trying to call Miz to say he needs his help. He needs someone to watch his back. And then we get to the match. Really, really great, solid work. And I gotta say this now. Pat McAfee, who is a fan of wrestling, calling this match, calling an R-Truth match, which is just pure fun. Just good God. That was like, insert chef kiss gif, because that was just absolute perfection there. And not only that, McAfee calling it out like it is. R-Truth at 52 being in as great of a shape as he is and being as athletic as he is, still working as good as he is. Just wow. It was a good match. I thought it was great. Came to an end when JD hit his finish. Cole was saying it's known as the Devil Inside, which I'm pretty sure Corey Taylor or somebody from Slipknot may call gimmick infringement on that. But either way, afterwards, then they proceeded to go. It was Priest, JD, Dominic, and Finn Balor. They proceeded to go and do a 4-on-1 beatdown on Truth. And then Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa from DIY came out. They came out to save the day. They were swinging chairs all around, clearing. And then afterwards, you see Truth backstage with them. Oh, listen, hey. I appreciate y'all coming to save me. I never thought in a million years I'd be saved by DX, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. And if they ain't if no one ain't down with that, I got two words for you. And then Johnny like, whoa. And Truth like, whoa. It's thank you. And Johnny Gargano just looking over at Ciampa. Well, I am a sexy boy. So, yeah. That. Again, R-Truth is a goddamn national treasure. That's all I got to say on that. So, yeah. Next up, we got another elimination qualifying match. L.A. Knight. Yeah! Dummy! Yeah, let me talk to you. Going against Ivar and Michael Cole, again, going on about with his weird antler fixation, weird antler fetish with Valhalla. Like, I can't believe she doesn't have her antlers. She doesn't have the horns. Let's just be thankful he wasn't going on about the fact that she was barefoot again. Because, listen, dude, I will never, never kink shame someone. Because, you know, just no. It don't matter what it is. It could be in something I'm not into. Nah, I won't kink shame. But when you're on national, not even national, global television, and you're going on about that kind of stuff, just like, ooh, dude, no, listen. No, cut. Don't do that, please, beg you. So either way, yeah. It was a good match, nice solid action. Ivar, he was leading into the break and leading the pace post-commercial break. I thought it was good. Knight got the win when Ivar wound up doing the spin kick and then was going up for the what they call the Doom Salt, his moonsault, which for a 300-plus pound guy, he does a beautiful moonsault. He went for a Doom Salt, missed completely. Then Knight, boom, hit the BFT Blunt Force Trauma for the 1-2-3. That is it. And let me talk to you right now. Do I think LA Knight is going to stand out at Elimination Chamber? Yeah. Do I think he's going to go and wipe the floor with somebody? Yeah. Do I think he's going to win the Elimination Chamber? Nah. Because what I think is going to happen, see, he's going to step into that chamber. And then he's going to wind up stepping in there with the walking douche nozzle himself, Logan Paul. And then, them two are going to lock horns. Them two are going to tussle for a minute. And then, you got to get some tingling in you. Get that tingling in your loins. And then Creative's going to look and say, hey, what if we get L.A. Knight versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania for that United States Championship? Yeah! That's all I got to say about that. And that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life. And that's my best version of trying to do an LA Knight promo. So now we come to main event of the night. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn. And good God almighty. This was so good. I loved it. This brought back NXT TakeOver for... This was an NXT TakeOver throwback from like 2016-ish, somewhere around in like the 16-17 era. But man, this was just so great. Excuse me. I loved it. I thought it was great. And man, Really good feeling out at the start and going into the break. Nakamura, he was leading the match after the third commercial break. But the action was solid. There was a lot of good back and forth through it. Saw at one point that made me jump out of my seat like, whoa, what the? Was Sammy, he went to go for that through the turnbuckle dive he did. And he got about halfway through, and then Nakamura just kicked him, just straight up, jumped up, boom, kicked him in the side of the head like, oh, okay, I'm down now, Chief. Just, yeah. Great match. I dug it. You know, if I had to say you go back, watch any match from Raw, just one match from Raw, honestly, I'd have to say Nakamura versus Sami Zayn. And match came to an end. Sami was picking up the pace, looked like he was about to win. Just as he was about to, Drew McIntyre comes out and he's just standing there staring a hole at Zayn. Sami, he gets distracted. Next thing you know, boom! Nakamura hits him with the Kinshasa. 1, 2, 3, that is it. So Shin wins. Next up, next thing you know, we see Drew going to beat down on Sami. Cody Rhodes then comes down to help save Sami because what they did not show on last week's Raw, they showed it on this one, was after Raw ended last week, Sami came out to help save the day. Cody said, listen, you had my back, I got yours. So what I'm thinking is going to happen is we're going to get a tag match coming up. If not next week, then maybe coming up relatively soon. So, yeah, with that said, that is it for this week's show, folks. So please don't forget to like the show, subscribe to the channel. Go and look at some of the other episodes on YouTube when you can. Look to me on the Twitter at Tim Vicious. Also on that Dreads and Blue Sky John Tim Vicious there. I'm trying to be more active. It's just sometimes it's hard to. Thank you to contributors of the show, LFC Laundry, Freddie Championship, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Also, LFC is on Tubi, so it costs $0 to help support them. But if you want to go and support somebody, check out webmaneuver.net for some vicious rants apparel, t-shirts, tanks, long sleeves, women's tees, toddler shirts, baby onesies. Perfect gift for somebody you love, somebody you hate, or a shirt to give to Goodwill. So you can hold on to your stuff. Don't forget to check out these cool-ass cats on the Twitter as well. BSB_RG, MainEvent_net, the Main Event Wrestling Network Twitter account. Sergeant Curry Pants, Free Count Thursday, and D-Dyer 1986. And folks, like I always tell y'all, you love me great, you hate me. Fuck you.